Gift giving. Gift giving at Christmas can be problematic. When it comes time for the people to open the gifts that you got them, you want to know how they're going to respond. You want to know what are they going to say, right? Now, what you hope they don't say is something like, "Oh, you shouldn't have." Because we know what that really means, right? "I wish you wouldn't have." Or, "Isn't this a surprise?" Or, "Is this for me?" Which means, "What idiot would have bought this thing?" Right? Okay. Or when you realize too late that it was supposed to be a size medium and it turned out to be an extra large. She doesn't even have to say a word. Just the eyes alone are piercing like lasers, right? Okay. So not all of us are gracious gift receivers, and not all of us are skilled at gift giving, all right? And we learn this every year, this time. Well, it's also this way with the gift of love. Not everyone receives this gift well in all circumstances. Adoptive parents can tell you that their adopted child sometimes has difficulty receiving love. There could be a turning aside or even a pushing back in a way that the child doesn't even understand why she's rejecting the parent's love. Or consider how difficult it is to receive a wonderful gift when you had not purchased a gift for them in return. One of the key reasons why I think it's so difficult for us to give and receive gifts at Christmas time is because we don't really understand the first Christmas gift. We need to realize that until we are overcome by God's love, love which sent His one and only Son into the world for us, then until that happens, our love for God and others will be shallow at best. The essence of Christianity is not so much that we love God and others, but that God loves us and sent His Son to be the sacrifice, to be the means by which our sins are forgiven. And this gets to the heart of our Trinitarian faith. It captures the depth of relationships within the very nature of God and the essence of the sacrifice God was willing to make for us. To say that God sent His Son affirms this relationship nature of our triune God, and that it's also the reality of the essence of God. For what does the Scripture say? God is love. Notice that John also says, "In this is love, not that we have loved God, but that He loved us." Simply loving God and our neighbors isn't what constitutes all of Christianity. Now, that's a summary of the law, but it's not Christianity at its deepest. It misses the crucial motivation we have for loving others, our having received God's love in Jesus. We don't give love, real love, because it's the right thing to do, or because it's the human thing to do. We give love because God in Jesus Christ has overwhelmed us with His love. We love God and others because of God's loving gift of Jesus, a gift which continues to transform us. We love because God first gave us love. Still, it's not easy to get past the tree and the presents. Nancy Dugan was nearly four at Christmas time. Her siblings and parents did the best they could to try to help explain for Nancy what the meaning of Christmas was and why they celebrated it. Well, Nancy had a wonderful Christmas, and she got lots of presents, lots of toys. And then later, she was talking with her older sister about what a great Christmas she had. And then she stopped and thoughtfully said, "I hope Mary and Joseph have another baby." Now, it's not hard. It's not hard to misunderstand what Christmas is, especially if you're brand new at it. Lights, presents, decorations, these things are easier to grasp than abstract ideals like peace on earth, goodwill toward others. Now, my granddaughter, Naomi, upon seeing her first Christmas tree erected in her home, reached out to shake one of the branches as if it were a hand, and she said, "Nice to meet you, Christmas." Now, maybe Christmas is that concrete. Maybe Christmas is more real than we think it is, as real as a baby. But the baby didn't stay a baby. The baby grew up and became a man. And the Bible tells us how the story continues. It tells us about our Lord's baptism, about His being tempted in the wilderness, His calling and training of disciples so that someday they could forward the message of love to us. We know of our Lord's preaching and teaching, of His healing and helping, His confrontation with the religious leaders who opposed Him, His single-minded determination to fulfill His Father's will for the redemption of the world. Palm Sunday, the upper room, Gethsemane, the high priest courtroom, and then Pontius Pilate's, the whipping post, the way of sorrows, the gory details of the crucifixion, and what it all means for our salvation, our forgiveness, our hope for paradise. He could die like that for us, because He was born like this for us. This is where the story goes. The body once laid in a manger was laid at last in a tomb, and then was raised to life on the third day. What began on Christmas with a baby's cry carries on into eternity, which we can be a part, made possible by God's gift of love. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life.